Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today's show is a little naughty and by no means pathetic. So turn off the telly, because you're in my house now, and we're loud, revolting children.
Nice.
That's so good.
Oh, there's more. When I grew up, this little girl knows the smell of rebellion, so it won't be a miracle when we drop the hammer.
He made a whole sentence out of that.
Amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing. No one's ever done that.
No one?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So
I'm blushing.
I'm blushing. So joining us today are the usual choky trapped prisoners.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Including Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello. Don't put me in the choky.
No. Kevin Bruce Jaeger.
Well played.
You can do it, Bruce.
You can do it. Do it.
And of course, with us today is an Olivier Award-winning actress for her work in Zorro on the West End across the pond.
Ooh.
Fancy.
And you may have seen her. Oh, super fancy. And you may have seen her in the Hunchback of Notre Dame at the Sacramento Music Circus.
So pretty.
Or in last Broadway season's outrageously fun Dames at Sea.
They probably didn't see that.
We did.
We did. Oh, we saw it.
Yeah.
I
loved it. Not many people saw it.
She made her Broadway debut, debut, originating the role of Mrs. Wormwood in Matilda, and is currently back in that same role, if you couldn't tell from the opening. So get your tickets before it closes January 1st. It's great. See it. But so let's give a big Broadway welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Love the show.
Leslie Margarito. Welcome.
I'm so excited to be here because I love this podcast and I love drinking.
It's a perfect combination.
It's perfect.
Oh, yes. But follow her on @QueenLeslie.
Yes.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And Snapchat @QueenLeslieRules.
Because somebody took my name on Snapchat.
Oh, really?
For real.
You should follow them and like troll them.
I tried and I don't know who it is. And I even like put it on my Twitter. I was like, please, if you have my name, can I just have it back? And it's somebody who doesn't use the account.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's the worst, right?
Jinx.
Give me a
bourbon. But like, dude, just give me my name.
Yeah.
Ugh, whatever. Whatever. It's fine.
We'll start a rebellion. Let's start a Twitter rebellion.
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
Someone tried to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, they threatened whoever had it. I felt bad for a second. But then I was like, no, give me my name.
Yeah.
But for
cyberbullying. But for realsies.
For a handle. Speaking of handles, what are we drinking?
Whoa! Oh, that was clever.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was clever.
That's one for me.
No, you had two because the opening was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you're in a roll today.
Kevin never compliments me.
That was clever. Think you're clever. Whatever is a line from Matilda.
It is.
That didn't really go, but that's okay.
No, I liked it.
I tried.
No, I thought
we were in it till the end, though.
I was. Yeah.
You really committed.
Dedicated.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
No one can say I'm not committed.
But what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Maker's Mark this evening.
Great. Out of
on
the Kinky
Rocks.
Boots.
Out of a Kinky Boots Jujamson Theater glass.
Love it.
Because I love both Kinky Boots and Jujamson.
I think that's a great combination of love.
And Maker's Mark.
And so that's the triumvirate.
Yes.
The greatest threesome of all time.
Wood, you're on fire.
He's good today.
And Kevin and I are also partaking in the Maker's Mark.
We are. Mm-hmm. It was a good choice.
Thanks.
Good choice.
And Kimberly?
I have tequila and some lemonade.
Ooh.
I've never
refreshing.
Had that.
Oh,
it's like a tequila.
It's like half a margarita.
Kevin, I thought we were supposed to have margaritas.
So, okay.
Oh.
Okay, so we were going to get margaritas, and then I thought it would be really funny to get limeritas. But
what are they?
They're like Bud Light, like...
Oh, yeah.
Beer-esque, lime-esque.
Oh, no.
Margaritas.
A malt beverage.
And we didn't think you would drink it, Kimberly, because we had wine for Kimberly in case.
Did
backup.
You think that Leslie was going to drink it?
No, Brian and I were going to drink it. When we asked Leslie what she wanted, she just emailed back, hi, bourbon. So
normally, I'm a total wino. Like, I love wine. However, I thought if I had wine, the entire bottle would be gone during this podcast. And I feel like Maker's Mark is like a nice, like, you kind of pace yourself.
No promises that the Maker's Mark is going to be here at the end.
Because our very first episode with Mr. Magnus Lucreta, we had Maker's Mark.
No, we polished off a bottle of Woodford Reserve.
Oh, Woodford Reserve.
And a bottle of champagne.
We got really fancy. Yeah. We drank so much.
That's excellent. And then we went out.
You really made a journey for us.
You have no idea. I kept, like, emailing you guys going, I don't know where this place is. I don't know where. And like I told you, I said I had heard of the Alphabet Streets from Rent.
Right.
And that was it. Mm-hmm. But I came from L.A. and then moved, like, right to the area I live in. And that's all the area that I stay in. And mm-hmm. so coming down here was frightening. And I told you, I saw someone with a banjo on the street. And I...
It was not Steve Martin.
No.
A
rando
not.
With a banjo. And I wanted to just go in the fetal position on the ground. But then the ground was gross. And it was a whole
now
thing.
Now I think Steve Martin needs to write a song called A Rando with a Banjo.
Rando with a Banjo.
Yeah, that's a whole
new opening number.
Synopsis for a new show.
Well, thank you for dealing with the rando with the banjo and coming to.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Yeah. You're welcome.
We
appreciate
it.
Very welcome.
Oh, that's our show. No. So the first thing we usually do with our guests is, what have you seen recently?
What have you seen this
week? Well, so I just went back in the show.
Oh, right.
Last week. This is my first day off, and then
thanks
I was
for
gone.
Spending it with us.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. And then I was gone doing stuff. So what did I see? Before I left New York, I saw, what did I see? Oh, I saw Cats. I
went
oh my God, tell us
did.
About it. I went to the opening of Cats,
okay.
which was awesome because when I was a kid, that was the
show. No!
Yeah.
That was, like, I had the shirt with the glowing eyes.
Mm-hmm. Still have one.
And I
wearing made, it right now.
I wish I was.
No, she's wearing like, she's wearing Han and Chewie right
I'm
now.
Wearing Han and Chewie, of course.
Yes.
But I had so many friends that were in Cats, and so I was so excited to see it, and I loved it. It
felt
like
because, a
taken.
Eloise. Yeah, Eloise is in it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Who's like one of my closest. Mm-hmm. She was rad.
She's the cutest, cutest cat.
So here's a funny story. Eloise Kropp, she'll kill me for telling this. When they were auditioning for Cats, she texted me. She goes, don't get mad at me. Mm-hmm. I really think that you should be Jenny Annie Dots. And I texted back with the fat old cat. And I may or may not have auditioned for the, you know, the other cat. And I was
right.
like, Eloise, if I'm going to do any cat, it's going to be the one that sits and sings. And I'm so not ready for the old fat cat. And she's like, again, don't get mad at me. Karma's a bitch because that's who she is.
Yeah.
And I cry laughed when she got it. But they redid it and she's not like the fat old
right.
cat. She's like fierce.
I can't wait
she's
to see
just
it.
Like the lazy cat who then takes off her coat and she's fierce and she's amazing. But I laughed so hard because I was like, yuck, that's karma for you.
That's
so,
amazing.
So you give cats two paws up?
I can catch two paws up.
Don't pause and go see it.
I really loved it. And the thing is, like, you know, like, yes, everyone's like, well, it's Cats. I'm like, but it's Cats. It's so good. And I
exactly.
loved, I mean, I loved it my whole life. And it's really great. And they're amazing. Like,
yeah,
I kind
that's
of
what
loved,
I've heard.
I loved the new stuff that they did. And it was super fun.
Cool.
Super fun. Yeah, so that was the last thing I saw.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see Cats.
I know.
Sorry. We'll I know that you guys hate it, but I'm so... As my favorite.
No, I've only seen the movie, the like recorded.
Oh no, yeah, you gotta
I've never
see it
seen
live.
Live. So like,
yeah, it's also different when you're a 5-year-old girl and you've worn cat ears to the theater.
Totally, totally. You know, here.
No, see it. It's super cool.
Yeah,
yeah, see, I've only seen the tour, so I feel like I need to see it like in a home space.
We'll go. The set's really cool. The only thing is they strung like lights all over the orchestra seats,
like
and so
twinkle
they
lights?
Twinkle lights, but then they started flickering. And if you've seen Stranger Things,
oh,
I started,
no,
I'm
no.
like, oh god,
yeah.
I'm going to the Upside Down every time it happened. So that was the only thing that took me out.
Jonah,
yeah,
I literally, but otherwise,
but the
no,
show
so
only
fun.
Has cats and no Demogorgons, correct?
No Demogorgons,
okay,
no,
okay,
that's
I don't know.
Perf.
I mean, I'm just saying,
from your
from what I saw,
what,
it is not
saw.
Dungeons and
only
cats,
okay,
yeah,
great,
yeah.
What else? What have we also seen at this table recently?
Well, I was at Miss America last night.
What?
Yes. I was.
A girl named Savvy won.
Savvy She's Shields,
Savvy.
Miss Arkansas.
Yes.
The headlines are like, Miss America 2017 gives a savvy answer to her question.
I didn't watch it, but somebody said she did like a smash number.
She did. She did a jazz dance number as it was introduced to...
I see too.
Let me
what,
be your star.
What was it called?
Was it Hilti?
They like, just keep moving the line.
With it was Hilti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was excited immediately.
If I was Megan Hilti, I'd be so freaking excited that a Miss America
danced
to my voice.
Come on. Oh, yeah. And she had That's on this amazing. Like fierce little... like a teensy tiny Marilyn Monroe dress, but sequins.
Oh, mm-hmm. Amaze.
So,
oh,
right.
Like, as soon as they announced it,
you have to.
Yeah. I was like, oh, the dress makes sense.
You have to.
Some of the other dresses
didn't
make sense.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
What a week. What a, that's awesome.
Oh, wait, but the best thing.
Oh, there's a best thing.
Okay, so we went to Miss America because my future in-laws were staying with my parents at their beach house in Atlantic City.
Okay.
So my fiance and I went down to spend the weekend with them. But when they booked this weekend, little did we know that my future mother-in-law is obsessed with Miss America.
Stop.
Because her sorority sister in the 80s was third runner-up.
Oh, really?
And, like, they all... So that's how
there's
she got obsessed with it.
There's a statue, like, in Atlantic City.
Yeah, there's a picture of her.
It. Yeah.
Where, like, they're putting the yeah, crown on.
The crown on you. Mm-hmm.
It's so fun.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you like crowns?
I love crowns, but I've only been to Atlantic City.
I've only been to Atlantic City once.
Oh, and yeah. And as soon as I got off the bus, like, I had to actually work, like, do a press event. And I was mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry. I need to go find this crown thing. And then found it.
Yeah, it's
like,
pretty central.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. So she's obsessed.
Kevin and I are going to leave the room. We'll be back.
Yeah, no, because I have to tell you
that was
about
lot.
What the gentleman actually enjoyed about the Miss America weekend. Because on Saturday, what they don't tell you is this long-standing Atlantic City tradition is called the Show Us Your Shoes Parade.
What?
I'm going to explain it now. So each of the 52 Miss America contestants.
Okay.
Yeah, because
get to sit.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
and Puerto Rico.
You noticed yeah, my yeah. question mark.
Guam.
No, it's the District of Columbia.
Yeah, oh, right.
Who
right.
won swimsuit Guam. And did not make the top 15? Big
ooh.
Scandal.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I know.
I think it's sad. I think it's terrible.
I don't know. So basically, my mom had explained it to me because she went and like just happened to see it last year. And she was like, oh, well, the girls are in the back of these cool old cars and they like hold up these cool shoes. And they show you your shoes.
Oh, show us your shoes.
Show us your shoes.
I thought like, it was called the show is your shoes.
I mean, it is.
So you pay to sit there and stare at your feet.
I was waiting.
They just do numbers. They do numbers from kicking boots.
I was like, I literally was like, is it like the sex is in the heel? Like the show is in your shoes?
My dad kept yelling kinky boots at any stop. Of the contestants that had boots on because he has seen it twice. So each of the 52 contestants, they sit on the back of a convertible and they wear a themed outfit. We were calling it the opening of the Hunger Games, like where they're introducing the district.
Yeah.
They're introducing their states with a themed outfit and a themed shoe. For instance, Miss Nebraska was an ear of corn.
Stop it.
No.
Did she have corn on her feet?
She, yeah, like her shoe, it was like stilettos.
Like her whole outfit was an ear of corn?
Yeah, so she was in a yellow dress and then the back of it was like green
the
stalk.
Husk?
Her feet had corns. That's crazy.
Yeah. There's also marching bands and like dance troops, like the B squad of the Eagles cheerleaders were there.
Oh, the B squad.
I assume.
The Beagle cheerleaders.
The Beagle cheerleaders. But it was like a 2-hour parade down the boardwalk.
And
Miss Minnesota dressed as Prince.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe too soon.
Yeah, might have leaned a little too soon.
No, it was a tribute.
Is it though? Yeah.
I don't know. She looked great.
From
she
there?
Also didn't. Yes.
Yeah.
He like he's from, lived, a, he's from yeah.
yeah. He's like Minnesota.
So like there
like
are these state committees
yeah.
on like
they're,
what they
they're turning
wear.
His estate into a museum.
Museum.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Broadway's a trip to Minnesota.
Who else? Wow. I don't remember what state she was from, but one of the girls was all in pink and had a sash that said Miss Piggy.
That was
and
me.
Then her shoes were Leslie one shoe was Kermit the Frog and one
I'm
shoe was
kidding.
Miss Piggy.
That would have been me.
Yeah,
I'll show you
Leslie.
The picture later.
Literally, that would have been me.
It was
that's adorable.
The best.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So if you want to go look at the pictures, you can just search hashtag show us your shoes on Instagram.
I feel like
and it's,
we should do it right now.
But me and James decided like this is what our family does now. Like we go to the show us your shoes parade
that's
because
a great
it was
tradition.
That's a
so
really
much fun.
So too.
You bring a chair, sit on the boardwalk,
can
bring a cooler.
Can you show them your shoes?
Oh, so my first, my
you told them up in
yeah,
the air.
Yeah.
Yes, my shoes.
Well, then, like all the marching bands and stuff. Like by the end, because we had had some to drink, me and Jay were just like, "Show us your shoes!" to like anyone who walked by. Like the marching band, like the little kid baton twirlers. We were like, "But the shoes!"
I feel like as a gay man, I definitely should have heard of a thing
right?
called "Show us your shoes."
Yes,
I feel like I should
oh my God,
have heard
shoes.
Of this.
So I'm proposing
amazing.
This now. Live Broadway sit from Show Us
Your Shoes.
Okay.
Yes.
I highly recommend doing a Miss America weekend.
That was a real, that was a twist on what have you seen this week.
I know.
No. Oh, it was supposed to be this week? Oh.
No.
It used to be, and then we stopped seeing shows regularly enough. So it's now. What have you seen recently?
Recently.
Yeah. And or what are you looking forward to next season?
You know what I did see this week?
No, what?
You guys, I can't believe I didn't say this. Matilda.
Oh, you saw.
No, I'm not kidding.
Before you went in?
I have never seen it as an audience member.
Right.
In the entire time, because you don't get swung out as a principal. And I have never seen it. I never obviously went to see it on my vacations.
Right.
So when I was going back in, I texted the stage manager. I was like, can I see it? And he goes, really? You want to see it? I said, absolutely, because I've never seen. There are things that I have no idea.
Yeah. So you saw it before Amy Spanger left, so you saw Amy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was rad to see, like, somebody, you know, like you see somebody else do, and make it your own. And I love the show. I wept the whole time.
Oh, that's so cool.
And Tim Minchin actually called me the day that I went in just to be like, welcome home. And he saw on Twitter that I said I had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's a whole other thing, isn't it? I was like, absolutely. It's a whole other thing seeing it.
Yeah.
And you really get an appreciation. Not that I didn't before, but to be able to see your little cog in this big machine and how beautiful it is. It was stunning. So that's what I saw this
That's
week.
Awesome.
I,
that's awesome. Yay. I have to say, so I saw Matilda for the first time a couple of years after it debuted.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of shows like years after it debuted. Matilda has stayed so sharp.
It is immaculate, I'm telling you.
It's tight. The production is so... You really feel like you're there for like
the first
couple months. Because the show's... I don't mean to generalize, to get looser as shows stay open.
This team, and to have people like Tim and Matthew Ward, just like, they are constantly checking in.
Yeah.
They see tapes from London. We get notes from London. The associate team here, I mean, look, we're in rehearsal a lot because there's always kids coming in. However,
true. That's a great...
Right.
They keep this show so tight. And you really see it. I felt the same way when I watched it. I was like, this is like just like when we opened.
Well, you posted some of your rehearsal videos.
Yeah.
And like, it just goes to show that like, they don't just throw you in. Obviously, your numbers like takes a little bit more to kind of get back into muscle memory. But
they're very careful about what's on that stage.
As an audience member, and I love when you share stuff like that because it's so appreciative of like, it's not just like, oh, I remember and I'm going back in. Like,
yeah, not at all.
Yeah, there's
and it was awesome because I'm going off on a tangent. Sorry,
fine. No, we don't care.
Cut this out. But what was amazing was I had been away for an entire year, so you don't totally remember everything that you do. And having done it for 1,000 shows, there are things that become like rote muscle memory.
Right.
So it was rad to go back and like kind of revisit it and almost reinvent. And they were so amazing about letting me find new things.
Mm-hmm.
And that show is any show is living and breathing, and depending on who's in with you, it has to grow. So it was really cool to come back to it and feel like it was totally fresh. It doesn't feel like it was a year ago at all.
So you're constantly finding new things about Mrs. Wormwood, I assume.
Yeah,
in
you
this
have to.
Version. And
it's because of the kids, honestly.
Yeah.
Because
what's it like to kind of go back into something you'd been a part of, but everything's just like almost like skewed as to what you remembered it in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, like there are a ton of people that are still there because the show is beautiful and people stay in it, but there are so many different things, different kids and different principals. So it has to change. You can't do the same thing twice every night. And for me, like I'm a massive theater geek and a theater fan. And so I always think about if somebody's seeing this for the first time, and maybe I'm having it's a long day, but my job is 2.5 hours long. Like I can find new things and you know what I mean? Like, I'm always bummed. Not that that happens a lot, but sometimes like you said, you see something and you're like, well,
oh, I've seen it a lot.
I don't feel like they're giving. And for me, somebody like I tried to be on Broadway for so long and then it finally happened and I don't call out unless I'm literally dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just means a lot.
Hillary Clinton can have pneumonia.
Yes, and do it. And that was awesome. But I feel the same way. I'm like, it took so long to get there, and why not give 100%? And again, it's, you know, 2.5 hours out of my day.
What was it? Right? Joe DiMaggio was like, I play every baseball game like there's one kid seeing baseball for the first time.
And it should be that. And really should be.
Yeah.
It should be that. I stage door every night. Like,
oh, you do?
Oh, God.
That's so awesome.
It's so important. Unless I have to go to a concert, it's so important to me.
Yeah.
Like, it just was me as a kid. Like, it meant so much to me. I wanted to be this. And then when you get to do what you want to do, and then you're like, well, I don't feel like doing it. I'm going to call out. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that I'm a little old school that way. But yeah, getting to like go back and do it again is awesome.
And even to describe it as old school is like kind of sad because
it's
like,
a little sad.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
it just should just, that's the job.
It should be the job. Yeah. I mean, you look back at those, like I watched a documentary about Carol Channing and she had done like 10,000 shows of Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
And she doesn't call out. And she had like a colostomy bag. It was like, I'm still doing
still
the show.
Doing the show.
And my husband, we watched this documentary together. My husband, who's like not in the business, he goes, that's so going to be you. I'm like, you're damn right it is. I will put my pants on stage. But like,
I saw Wicked when Kristen Chenoweth had a neck brace on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Gypsy when Patti LuPone was in her isotoner.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
you do it. Yes. Come on.
You make do.
Yeah.
That people have
people
not,
came to see you.
But not even people come to see you. People come to see, yes, they obviously do. But people also come to see the substance of the show.
Yes.
And if you're that, if you earned the job and you're the conveying that to the audience, like you better be there telling that story, in my opinion.
But because I feel terrible when I'm not there. And honestly, if I'm not there, it's because I'm on a vacation or I'm like really ill.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, like.
Totally.
I feel bad when people be like, I drove 8 hours and you weren't there. I'm like, but
so here's a question for you.
Yes.
What's your favorite musical? And what's the musical experience that kind of made you be like, yep, I'm going to do this?
My favorite musical ever is a toss-up between Dreamgirls and Evita.
Ooh.
New ones to the show.
Yes.
I love them.
That's
like, my dream is to do Evita. Mm-hmm. But I love the show. But I love Dreamgirls. Mm-hmm. There's something about that that just, I don't know. The music, everything. Yeah. I love it. I'll see it whenever I can.
It's going to come to London, the West End.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Joe Reed and
the girl from Glee, who would be great, right?
Yeah.
That's
going to be a cool production.
Wow. I just love that show.
Yeah, that's
I love
fun.
It.
Yeah.
But I love tons of shows. I don't know. What made me want to do this is I was always a dancer as a kid. Mm-hmm. And Annie was touring through San Francisco. Do you know this?
It's always Annie.
It's always Annie, right?
That's the number one answer.
Annie was coming through San Francisco, and they were looking for kids to do, like, that part of the run.
Oh, the little dancey part?
They were just looking for orphans for the sit-down part of San Francisco.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin.
And
no, there was the dancey part in, like, the one spot when they all do the little dancing thing.
Oh, well, I guess all
that means they're in the show.
Yeah.
And I remember asking my dad to go down and get the application, and he was like, my whole family was like, you don't sing, you've never sung. I was like, I got this, it's fine.
How old were you at this time?
I was eight.
Okay.
Eight. And my mom took me down and was like, you're not going to get this. We're just doing this for fun. And I was like, whatever. And I ended up getting it. And that, like, made me just want to do it. But I loved it because I had seen it in San Francisco when it came on tour. And I remember a little girl messed up a step. And I was, I think, 7 at the time. And I turned to my mom and I was like, I wouldn't have messed up. I've messed up. And so I knew I wanted to do it. And then I just did. I just.
And did you mess up?
I never did. I never did. No, I'm sure I did as a kid. But, you know, when you're 7 or 8, you're like, I'm amazing. But it was super fun. And then I just kept doing it. Yeah. Yay.
What is the worst advice you've ever gotten?
Huh. I mean, the worst advice is to give up. The worst advice is, I think, anything that I got early on in my career to conform, to lose weight, to get a boob reduction, to not be who I was, I think was the worst advice. And I think when you're a teenager or even in college, sometimes you get that advice because you don't know exactly what you are. And you are, you know, when I went to UCLA and worked at Disneyland because I wanted to work at Disneyland and do the shows there. And I loved it. But I wanted to be Belle. I wanted to be Little Mermaid, you know? And when you're 18, you feel like you can do that. But when you have double Ds and you look maybe not as, like, Disney-esque as a girl should be.
Yeah, but you still got a Disney show, girl.
I know. I still, like, but, like, those princesses, you know, I think it's hard, like, when you don't know I mean, I felt like I probably should have been playing Mama Rose when I was 16. Right. You know, those.
Kevin, too.
Right? See? But I feel like people that tell you to.
I'm just picturing Kevin in his isotoners.
I would do Mama Rose in my isotoners.
I would all day.
No, my Mama Rose would be in like fierce heels. She'd be like snatched and like a real housewife.
I would totally steal. Yeah. Steal all of Patti LuPone's vowel changes. Oh. And for me.
Oh my God.
I want to see a Real Housewives of Broadway. But with characters.
Oh my God.
Oh, that wow. Would that would be super.
It's like, you know, right. Mama Rose in a room.
Totally.
And now I can't think of anyone else.
No, there are no more housewives.
Wormwood.
Absolutely. They described,
that's a good one.
They described her as a real housewife. Like, she's.
So who's this cast? We have Wormwood. We have Mama Rose.
Mama Rose. Stepmother from Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. Stepmother from Cinderella. Potentially we have.
Who else is a wife?
Yeah.
You need Stephanie Block falsettos, like the craze. Oh, like, you know? Yes. Yeah, Trina.
Potentially, her from 95 too. Sharon A. Scott. Yes. You can either do Last 5 Years or you can do Something Rotten.
But that'd be a good
not
one.
Something
like,
Rotten. Dirty Rotten.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
But the Last 5 Years would be great because, like, Marriage Falling Apart. Like, yeah.
It's just like a mess all the time.
The young one.
Yeah. And she's she's just like going the other way than everyone else is.
Our people who make YouTube videos, we've written you something.
Yeah, we got it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, SNL.
It's really niche comedy is what SNL likes. Oh, my God.
What's your favorite movie?
Well, Star Wars.
Yeah, easy. I mean, how would you rank them?
The original trilogy.
Oh, no, I want all 7.
Okay, so I do 4, 5, 6.
In order.
In order. However, Empire is my favorite, okay. But... I mean, it's technically a better film, but just nostalgia-wise,
no,
I'd go 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd do 4, 5, 6. Then I would do 7.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
I would
with
do
you.
7, and then
how would you rate 1, 2, 3?
You know, 3 was okay for me. 3 kind of redeemed itself. 1 and 2, I'm not huge fans of, but because I love Star Wars so much,
right.
It's, you know,
it's probably like a 3-2-1.
Yeah, it's probably a 3-2-1.
One was just so out of.
I would do. God. I would actually do. I would the do universe. 5, 4, 6.
Yeah.
7, 3, 1, 2.
Mm.
I just think that Liam Neeson and that and Darth Maul.
You're true. That is amazing.
Just did kind of save that one. Yeah. Than the second
I
one.
I like that. That's a good order.
I was never trying to watch those again.
Like literally, I go. My husband and I go to the Star Wars celebration.
Oh, you do?
Like, oh yeah, awesome. We go to the conventions and when they're here. We haven't been to the ones, the European ones, but every other year it's in the States.
Yeah,
We had stormtroopers at our wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we cut our cakes with lightsabers.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy.
As someone who's planning
and
a wedding.
I had this giant, formal, beautiful black tie Italian wedding. And my husband and I were like, we really want stormtroopers. We knew my mother, that would not fly with my mother.
But kind of black
tie. And so they were black ties. So we had them walk us in. I mean, he walked down the aisle to the Imperial March by like a string quartet, which was beautiful.
This is amazing.
It was amazing. And then, so we hired the stormtroopers, actually from Lucasfilm. If you make a donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay.
My husband is part of the 501st because he has stormtrooper armor.
Yeah, great.
It's hot. so if you make a donation or make a wish, they'll send members from the 501st to your event. And so we had them walk us into the reception. And my mother, I looked over and she goes, my wedding is ruined. My beautiful wedding. But then she came around. She took pictures of that. And my dad was like, well, I don't know what the hell this is. But whatever. You know, but yeah, it's a huge part of like why.
How much
how
is
we
this
met.
Per head?
Yeah, literally. My dad was like, how much does this cost me? No. But it's a huge part of my life. And obviously, you know, I love it. And that's, we bonded over that. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Sorry, we'll get back to musical theater now.
Yeah.
That's my theory. But okay, anyway, back to musical theater.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's your dream role?
Evita.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For real.
Yeah, duh.
Absolutely. Right. I really want to do it.
And what's your craziest moment on stage? Whether it be something an audience member did, something that happened that went wrong on stage and you guys had to work around it?
Well, there were two. In London, I had this, my role was funny-ish, but very dramatic. And I had this dramatic death, spoiler alert. And I die, of course, center stage.
Yeah.
And the theaters are so old. And I've told this story before. But
what theater were you in over there?
The Garrick, which is right in Leicester Square, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
The theaters are incredibly old. And so I'm laying dead on the stage. And I have to lay there for a good 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I hear people behind me going, talking. I'm like, what is going on?
Behind you, in the audience behind you?
No, in the cast.
Oh.
And we had a lot of people from Spain. We had flamenco dancers from Spain, and so they didn't completely speak English. So I heard like, raton. I was like, it's happening.
No.
So then I'm laying dead center stage, and I feel and hear like,
no.
Rat ran across my body, and I screamed on, screamed, sat up, and go, oh God, I'm supposed to be dead, and then died again. Audience is scream laughing, but because you could see it, and you know the theaters are small, you could see el raton. And then the Zorro,
my friend you Matt, died again.
It was the word, and then my Zorro was like, oh, I should have stabbed the raton. I was gone. And then the other crazy thing that happened was in Matilda, I do this thing that's called a coda slam. It's a jump split.
Yep.
And for some
the
reason...
The drag queen turn.
The drag queen turn. Have you seen that one drag queen?
Yes, I've seen that.
Yes!
I mean, I forgot her name, but she's stunning and she falls from the sky and coda slams. But something happened that show where a piece of set ran over the stage in a weird way, and so the stage had splintered a little bit.
Oh, no.
I literally did the coda slam and got a giant piece of wood in my leg, finished my number, because old school.
Yeah.
And then went off stage and pulled it out. It was probably about 4 or 5 inches long.
No.
Yeah, and then I couldn't finish the show. Obviously, I had to go to the emergency room.
Right.
But I've never had something like that happen where I've been hurt or, you know, where you just have to like keep going.
Yeah. Oh,
so those are weird things. But, there's tons of stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I love theater. There's always something happening.
Oh,
yeah.
Always.
And now someone has a story of like, this one time I went to the theater and the rat ran over this girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But I'm terrible about laughing. There's also in London this like very serious hanging scene and the men are about to get hanged and I'm like, justice, justice for them. And someone's phone went off and it was big booty hoes. And I'm so professional. I was crying. It's really hard for me to not laugh. So if something like funny happens and you see me turn up stage, you know that it's not
you're
good.
Losing it.
So turn your phones off. People will laugh.
Big booty hoes. I'll never forget.
What was the, and then before we play the games, what was winning the Olivier Award like?
Dude. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
It's so amazing. And when I was there, it was men and women were in the same category for supporting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it wasn't on my radar. We were opening the show, and it's not quite like here where there's such a run up to like people campaigning and shows campaigning.
Yeah.
It's not really like that there.
And there are like 1,000 awards before the Tonys, whereas...
Totally.
Yeah,
where they really... That's kind of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like little ones, you know, like for websites and papers and stuff, but nothing like this. And the pressure isn't as much. I feel like people making lists of who's going to get nominated and blah, blah, blah. It's crazy.
In all fairness to New York and Broadway... Over there, it's about the substance in the theater, and they subsidize the theater. So it's very much about, like, what are you absorbing tonight?
Correct.
As opposed to, like, what's this season? What's going to win? How's it going to make money?
Correct.
Very
and
different.
There's no kind of campaigning over there, which is, you know, part of it. Awards over here. So it wasn't really on my radar. I didn't even know that the nominations were coming out.
Yeah.
And when it happened, I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. This is so rad. And I remember... He's one of my best friends, but the Matt that was a Zorro and he was nominated as well. He goes, I just need you to know that like Americans don't win. So I don't want you to get your hopes up. And I was like, my hopes are not up because it's me and dudes.
Right.
And I was thrilled just to get nominated.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like the Golden Globes where you have dinner and you drink. And and my husband came over and he said, just write a few names down. I was like, babe, I'm not winning. Like, I'm an American. It's just not happening.
Right.
So thankfully to him, I wrote a few things down. And when I won, I just remember him screaming in my ear, like his football team had just won. And I, there's a video of me winning, and I look like they just announced my name to be on The Price is Right. I am a Muppet. I'm like, what? I am crazy. And my speech is insane because I had had a few drinks.
Yeah, and you had
no
idea.
I was like, I'm not winning. And Jersey Boys was winning everything that year, which is so strange because that was an American show.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But it was, you know, we were kind of like, at the table, we were like, well, we're not winning anything.
Oh, so. There are tables at Olivier's?
Yes.
Oh, like, that's Globes,
literally. Like it's so fun. And I didn't perform that night. It was great. It was like so, I got to see my cast perform.
Yeah.
And it was nuts. And when that happened, I was like, I don't know how that happened. But what I tell aspiring actors is nobody knew who I was in New York. I won this, you know, London's equivalent of the Tony.
Yeah.
And I was like, finally, I'll get to do a Broadway show. Yeah. And I remember coming back and I still didn't get a Broadway show. I mean, I lived in L.A., but was always flying out here for auditions, always.
And you had that calling card, if you will.
Totally. Yeah. And I was here doing workshops and things, but it just had never happened.
Yeah.
And you think that that's going to be the thing that like, oh, finally, people will appreciate me or whatever. It just doesn't happen. And it took a British team to like give me a chance.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But winning that was like nuts. And since then, they now have like male and female awards, and more Americans have won, and it's a little easier to get Americans over there.
You Billie Jean King'd
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think it's easier to get Americans over there now.
Yeah.
I was a nobody, and Equity would not exchange me. So my production company, like, hired lawyers. They really believed in me, and so it meant so
That's
much
so
for me.
Awesome.
It meant so much for me to win that for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they tried so hard to get me over there, and they're still trying to bring that show here. So
I know. I was reading that.
I really, really hope that happens because it's really beautiful and it's really fun, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, here it's so much money to put on a show.
So much.
That's why when things fail, I'm like, please don't hurrah something failing online. Don't write about
it. Yeah. We loved, but we loved Dames at Sea.
I did too.
Oh yeah, we did.
We had a great
too.
Time.
But it's really hard. I think, you know, like, and I get message boards, and I totally understand that because I have very strong opinions as well. But it's really hard when people go and trash things.
Sucks.
Because it just, like, it takes so much money and so many people to make something work in America, in this economy.
Against Hamilton.
Against anything. And it's so heartbreaking when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's hard, like Nerds, when that happened, it was
terrible.
No matter what you thought, and you know, I just don't understand, why do you have to go online and write like, well, I knew it was going to fail. Like, why do you have to do that? Like, just people are heartbroken, and it takes so much to put a show on here. That's why Zorro's taken so long. It takes so much money.
Yeah.
It's insane.
A lot of money. A lot of convincing, a lot of pitches, a lot of persuading.
A lot of lunches,
insanity. Like, and
fencing matches.
You know, and a thing like Hamilton, like, is kind of an anomaly. Like, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And absolutely, I was, like, weeping through the whole thing.
Oh, right.
It lives up to its height. But
what about you, Kevin?
but one of those every 20 years. And for everything else, it's very difficult.
Yeah, but Hamilton still was in workshops for three or four years before.
I mean, he did his first performance 7 or 8 years ago, and they laughed at him.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen that tape.
They literally started laughing.
That. Yep.
Ha ha! Alexander. Yeah. Oh, he's not.
Oh,
here.
Wow. Yep. This is real.
This is
real
serious.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, that's why I workshop so many things that don't go, and things that you're like, this is going to be the next blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then
but
it
if
dies.
You don't convince the people with the money that that's what everyone's going to want to see and that's what's marketable, and like people turn to their marketing people at this point. They're like, can you sell this show? Nope. Yeah.
And
no,
it
we
takes
don't want
years,
it.
And it's devastating. Crazy. Like, you know, I've workshopped things for years, and then you age out, and it's devastating.
Oh.
You know, it just takes so long for things to happen. But that's why I'm always a little hesitant when people are posting things that are a little negative. And I get it. I get it. You know, you want to. We need critics as well, but it's so hard to get anything produced these days.
On that note, let's play a game.
Woo-hoo! Yay! I have a game.
Great.
Because that's what I do here.
Game time.
I have... Yeah, you good?
You good?
I just spilled my Maker's Mark.
unacceptable.
On myself.
Our engineer freaked out.
No. I will never spill anything on a mic. I did put a mic in a toilet once, but that's another story.
Anyway. All right, what are we playing, Kimberly?
We're going to play Show Cards. Heads up.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay. Because I've decided it's the Ellen show today.
Awesome.
Sure. Do you know the show cards?
Played Heads Up?
Do you know the show cards?
Well, you have one.
The squigs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. I love them.
Oh, awesome.
So and true story, I cried when I got one.
Yes. Well, you might be in here somewhere.
Well, and squigs, like, kind of fought for me to have one.
Good. Squigs is a good guy.
We did Man of La Mancha together in Los Angeles.
That's right.
I only knew him as an actor.
That's my favorite show of all time.
That's one of mine. And I would love to do that again on the Broadway. I was Aldonza, and he was Sancho.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's amazing, and that's one of my favorite roles. And so I cried, like, when he made my card, I cried. And I carry it in my bag.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Just to, like, when I'm having a down
day.
It's
your literal
calling
card.
Somebody thinks I belong here.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, I have four stacks of show cards. So, basically, what you can't see because you're listening to this is we're going to put a card against our forehead and not look at it. And everyone else is going to try to make us guess who's on our forehead.
Okay.
She won a Tony for Hamilton.
I need more than that.
She was the last Maureen in Rent on Broadway.
Oh, that's a true statement. How nice.
Was she Maureen?
She was.
No, not... She was
No, she was Mimi. She's Mimi.
Mimi.
Oh. It was the M1.
She's amazing.
Anyway, so I'm going to give everyone a stack of cards. The only thing about these cards is they do say the name on the other side as well.
Okay,
so just like, try not to look.
Okay.
But you're going to get a minute.
Okay.
And then you're going to count up how many you got. So
cool.
We're going to go one at a time.
Kevin,
you want to go?
I'll go first.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to put a timer on.
Renee's not on top, is she?
No, I put her away.
Okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah. Go.
My favorite.
Oh, my God. The best person.
Laura Benanti.
Yes.
Ah! Spelling Bee and Peter and the Star Catcher.
Family Dynasty.
She has a brother.
Yeah,
Dynasty. Steve and Bulger.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, good one. Family Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Good one.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want it all.
Pregnancy.
Baby.
Yeah. has a... Sirius XM Radio.
Seth Rudetsky.
Yeah.
We always get this card. It's coming to Broadway again.
Coming this fall.
Yeah. They're tweeting pictures
Stephanie
of rehearsals.
Stephanie J. Block.
Oh, falsettos. Yes. Our favorite card.
Just closed. We're going out.
Finding Neverland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. Married to Danny Burson.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Rebecca Luker.
Yes. Yeah, good.
Oh. Handsome Bridges of Madison
used
County.
Used to be married to someone else.
Yeah.
Stephen Pasquale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Four.
Three.
Handsome.
So handsome.
We're done.
Oh, God.
How many did you get, Kevin?
Jason Daniel. Oh, good call. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eight is the one to beat Brian.
All right.
8 is great.
We ready?
Stressful, right?
Yeah.
Go. Oh, we got his card. You loved him in Waitress.
Christopher Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Oh, I will never leave you.
Attached to the Hip.
Alistair Plea.
Yeah.
And Emma Skinner.
Yes. The show that they're in.
Sideshow.
Yeah.
There you go.
How did you not get out? I will never leave you.
Amazing costume designer. Stunning.
Oh, William Ivy Long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I just know he's in the pack.
A chorus line.
A chorus line.
Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
Not a rare card.
Not a rare card.
It's not?
He's there all the time.
Original Book of Mormon.
Gad Reynolds?
No, yes.
Gad Reynolds.
Yeah.
Oh, again.
Broadway this fall.
Full set.
Stephanie J. Block, yeah. Not a rare card.
Oh, my God. One of my favorites from L.A.
Our favorite.
Fun Home.
L.A.
Fun Home.
Allison. Older Allison.
Amazing.
Beth Malone.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Oh, we get him a lot.
Yeah.
Horse.
Andre.
Yes.
Andre.
Yes.
What did Knights have?
Yes. 1 second left. And we're done.
Oh, okay.
I got 8 as well.
You got 8 as well?
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Kevin and I.
Okay.
Well, I already saw that one.
Okay, move it.
I can't. Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Set.
End.
Go. I can't see it.
Okay, she...
Director? Is she a director?
Oh,
we're
Lord.
Pass.
Maybe
pass.
Pass. Oh,
God. Why did I get these? Okay.
Oh, he's from Rent and Disaster.
Adam Pascal.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, pass. We hate this one.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Why did I get these people?
You'll never get this one. Keep going.
Oh, my God. You guys, I can't even take this.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh,
she's
Chicago.
Originally Anita.
Oh, Machina.
Yes.
That's another role I want to do. Okay. Yes.
It's not a dog, but a, and
a
it has
cat?
It has two of these. It's a play in
it's British.
Dose. Oh, yeah, the Curious Incident of the Dog.
No.
There's two parts
the old
to
one
it.
About Henry. It.
What?
About Henry the Eighth.
What?
Oh. This is terrible.
Oh God.
You saw it.
Oh,
it's
just
great.
Won everything.
It just won everything.
Hamilton?
Yes.
he's choreographer of Coraline.
Coraline. Oh, Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
He's so stressed out. What is? Oh, it's the British one when like he keeps trying to get ahead by getting rid of his.
It won
relatives.
The Tony for best musical. It was
Lauren Worsham was in it.
Violet.
I think I want to marry you.
Oh, Gentleman's Guide.
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren Worsham. Okay.
Three.
Oh, they wrote
two,
Cabaret.
They wrote Cabaret.
Kendra and
Evan.
Okay. Can we please go back and see who we passed
you actually
on?
Got? Yeah.
Ted Sperling. Yeah, sure. Stage Door Canteen. What the hell is that?
It was like a literal canteen that they had in the
film. No! It's a Stage Door Canteen. Oh, sorry. Oh, God.
No, it's a game.
Carmen Cusack.
No.
Is she going to be in it?
Michael McGraw.
No, she cursed.
Mary Mitchell.
We just didn't know how to say it.
So, let me say, how many did you get?
I got my idol, though. Cheetah
yeah,
is my
cheetah.
Idol.
Ah.
I really wanted to kiss the Spider-Woman, but I think it's being redone with someone else. Whatever.
Oh, I love that show.
Me too.
Are they really redoing it?
I think so. What?
So you got 7.
I did?
With that many passes, a 7 is phenomenal.
That was actually very impressive.
I did not get a 7.
So
you lied.
No, I did. You got Pascal, Kander and Ebb, Hamilton, Gentleman's Guide, Michael Bennett, Cheetah. That's 7.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. That's
amazing.
Fine. Okay.
Do you
Kimberly.
Want me to try?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, will you hit start for me? Ready?
Here we go. Ready?
Go. I saw this one too.
Oh,
he's a tap dancing genius.
Tommy Tune.
No.
Shuffle Along.
Savion Glover.
Yes. Yeah. Played horse.
No. Full Monty. Again, very popular.
Oh, Andre Shields.
Yes.
Oh, directed Wicked. He's also an actor. He directs everything.
He was a Normal Heart.
That name that I know.
Shoeless Blank from Hannibal Mo.
Joe.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a Wolf.
Mantello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin hasn't seen it.
Won everything.
Yeah. The Queen.
It's not her.
A million.
Six-time
a million
Tonys.
Tonys.
Six-time Tonys.
Audra?
Yes.
Audra.
Oh, God. Another Queen. She's doing the prom right now.
Drowsy
Chaperone.
Beth Malone?
Other one.
No.
The other
Sven
one.
Foster?
No, the other Beth.
The other Beth.
Beth.
Sorry. You're right.
Should be Bella Jolly.
Yeah. If something is not straight, you need to.
Oh my God, Aladdin,
the genie.
Adorable.
Oh, Eaglehart, James Michael Eaglehart.
You're done. That's it. You're done.
Do I get James Monroe Eaglehart?
Yeah, we'll
even though I said Michael.
We'll count
wow, it. These are. There's some randos in here.
That's 7.
So Kevin, I tied. What's the tiebreaker?
What's the tiebreaker?
Oh.
Can you ask us a Miss America question?
Wait, yeah, tiebreaker. Do you want to answer
like I'm a
Miss
rando.
Question?
You're a rando? I don't know. What are some randos that you're seeing in there?
Well, I can't say that.
For the tiebreaker.
True.
Who won the talent competition of Miss America?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
Just guess a state.
Oklahoma.
She sang Desperado by the Eagles.
Seriously?
Yep. She won talent.
I'm going to say Minnesota.
Oklahoma.
No.
California.
Music.
Vermont. Tennessee.
Miss Tennessee.
Oh.
Yay.
Sing Desperado.
Because I love Nashville.
Yeah. And then Miss, like, it wasn't South Carolina. It wasn't Oklahoma. But she sang A Piece of Sky from Yentl.
Love it.
Love
great.
It.
In this, like, Elsa dress. So, like, she walked out and I was like, she's singing Let It Go. And she sang A Piece of Sky.
I'm so excited for Frozen, by the way.
All right.
Me too.
I'm so excited. Only if it's Betsy. Wolf.
Yeah.
If they kick her out, then I'm going to die.
There's nobody more perfect.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
literally perfect.
Literally perfect. Like, you can't have anybody else do that.
Did we all see her in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
I did not.
It was me and Jay's third date, and we were just puddles.
You went on a third date to see the last 5 years?
Yeah, it wasn't a good choice.
And then they came to see Iron Man 3.
Yeah, that's the first day I met Brian.
You went and saw last 5 years on stage and then went to see the movie Iron Man 3?
You met at Iron Man?
So...
I'm engaged to his best friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
And then you found out you had this
Iron
like. Then you had. I
oh,
love
yeah,
the. I mean, I'm a Marvel fan as well. So yes. But then you found out you had this like mutual theater love.
Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, that was 3.5 years ago, so we've now known each other.
So,
but yeah, we were all musical theater majors in school, and then.
Do you guys miss performing? I mean, yeah, yes. Still do it.
Yeah. Like,
here and there.
Kevin and I write.
Yeah.
Which we do.
Amazing.
And we need to talk about that.
Sure. Amen. Oh, yeah, they do. And I produce now. And so it's just like.
You miss, like. But that's what I ask. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly asking people, like, what?
No. It's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I miss it.
It is a real thing because most of the time you're unemployed.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Or most of the time you're not doing what you think you want.
Right.
Yeah.
What you thought you would do. And so it's fascinating to me what else you could do because there's a million things too. And yep. it's a whole other thing. So I'm fascinated by people who do other things because they're, I also think that like doing something else makes you a better performer.
Yes.
I think that like having something Absolutely. Else that is your, I will, having something like this or having a different interest makes you way better.
I will also say that having been a performer made me a better salesperson.
For me, if I could do anything else as well as what I do, yeah. I would do it. And people are like, I would never do anything else. I'm like, it's a tough job.
Yeah.
I mean, all jobs are tough, but it's a tough business and it's a constant struggle and a constant like mind if.
Yeah, it's like an intense lifestyle decision.
Yeah. And that's why I love like the Twitter. I love the social media when kids are like, I don't know if I can do this. I just got told no. And I'm like, I have been told no so many times. And I'm the first one to be like,
It doesn't get easier.
It just doesn't. And you have to like find something within yourself or find something else like this that you have a creative outlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Welcome Kevin and I, to our show. Like, part of the reason I stopped doing the performing is because I fell in love with writing.
Yeah.
And like, I could write for my friends. And writing for my friends was even better than performing. Knowing that I put something on the page that my friend could do something was so much more, for me, fulfilling than like.
And then amazing. I liked putting our friends in your shows.
Yes.
I liked being the one that was like, I'll find you a room. I'll do this.
Oh my God, that's like, amazing. Like, I don't have that. I don't have a.
Yeah.
I mean, I love to write, but I can't write like a musical. And that's huge. Like, to be able to do that and then take yourself out of it to be like, you could do whatever I couldn't do is huge. Like, I, as an actress, I feel like it's so selfish. Like, I feel like writers are so not selfish about it. But it's also why, for writers, I'm so respectful of what they do and don't take liberties. I drive myself crazy. Like, if I mess up a word in an audition of something, if a writer is in the room and I mess up a lyric or a word, I beat myself up because I'm like, somebody slaved over this to write the exact thing that they wanted to write. It is not my job. It is not my job to interpret the material. It's my job to do it. So, I mean, I can't interpret it, but it's not my job to judge it or change it.
Yeah. Right, right.
And it's so important
to me. That is the story you get to tell it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like that's also lost. Like, people slave over what you guys do to write something is hours going, should it be this word or this word? And so if I mess it up on audition, I beat myself.
See, to me though, it's an interesting like play on everything, because when you have like the actors who bring their own unique and make it like a human thing and a real thing, to me as like a writer, all you can really do is kind of like create the foundation and like all the walls of a house, and then the actors bring in all the like knickknacks and furniture that make it like this like beautiful showpiece.
There's also a difference when you're workshopping. Exactly. When you're workshopping, when something is like in stone, here we go.
Totally.
There's like, she wouldn't have that statue. She'd have this statue.
I feel like the writer has to like those knickknacks.
Yeah. Cool. No. On that note, we always have a quote to wrap it up.
Oh, God. Get it right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Did we even like talk about anything?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
We got there.
We talked about a lot.
A big, shiny, mighty, finey, glitter, glitz, and chorus liney, bob your head and shake your hiney musical.
Is that from Rock?
Is that something rotten?
That's Something Rotten.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice. Who said that? That's so great.
That's in the musical.
Notre
Dame.
Yeah. So, don't forget to follow Leslie on Twitter and Instagram at Queen Leslie.
Yes.
Snapchat on Queen Leslie Rules.
I hate you, whoever took
that. But seriously, we are so thankful you came and hung out with us.
I love this podcast, you guys.
Thank you.
Yay!
So cheers, and as we end every podcast,
Zoo-doo-wop bop.
It's from Grease.
It's the end of Grease.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, the end of
magic changes. Those magic changes.
At the end of the magic changes.
The last time I did Grease with Beth Malone, and we did Ancient Grease because we were so
old. Bye, guys. Bye. Stay.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.